A new source for quality food has begun sprouting in neighborhoods where many often go hungry and healthy options are scarce. It's the installation of community refrigerators stocked with fruit, vegetables, prepared meals, and other healthy food choices that anyone can use for free. Philadelphia has a bunch of them, and WHYY's Chris Barish reports that Wilmington now has two.
Jessica Westcott gushes with surprise and delight when she opens the door of the white fridge outside the newly opened warehouse, an educational and rec center for teenagers in Northeast Wilmington.
I was just here over the weekend and filled with fruits and vegetables, but now it looks like people have been donating some ready-to-go meals. Looks like chicken fajitas. I see some pasta with some desserts. I see some other sandwiches, apples, fruits, oranges, onions, potatoes, milk, applesauce.
Westcott founded the nonprofit Planting to Feed. Members maintain an urban garden at Kingswood Community Center, and before the pandemic, used the produce to make meals for residents. But since December, the group has installed two community refrigerators in the Riverside area, one at Kingswood and the other at the Complex for Teens. Logan Herring oversees both agencies. He says Riverside residents live in a food desert.
One barrier that we have existing in our neighborhood, like many low-income communities of color, is access to healthy food.
There's a food line about 2 miles away, but not everyone can get there.
If you don't have a car, you know, by the time you walk in the summertime, your milk spoils.
There aren't a lot of healthy options in the neighborhood. We have a lot of processed food. We have $3 stores in the neighborhood, corner stores, and a Popeye's chicken.
Herring says the fridges are open around the clock with no limitations on users.
You don't want to come get it and see people, have people seeing you get it. You can get it 3 o'clock in the morning. We aren't judging anyone. You come and take as much as you want, as little as you like.
Melody Phillips, a director at the Teen Center, seconded that notion.
If you have nothing absolutely in your house and you're like, oh, you know what, the community fridge is right around the corner across the street, absolutely. Or if you're like, hey, you know what, I just didn't feel like cooking and the fridge has something that I can easily heat up, yes, please use it. There's no restrictions or any requirements. You don't have to be without food to get it.
Westcott's group stocks the fridges, but so do neighbors and volunteers. And you never know what goodies might be inside. When WHYY visited, the inventory included $18 containers of turkey meatballs and grass-fed beef chili from the local store Honeybee. Westcott said gracious donors have even provided gourmet delicacies.
At one point, we had caviar in the fridge, which was insane to me.
The users do have their favorites. Blueberries are a big hit, so are avocados.
The avocados are something that, if we don't have them, people kind of start leaving notes.
Westcott is now in talks with other organizations to put the fridges elsewhere in Delaware. From the Delaware Desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.